Hi everyone, how's everybody doing? So this is episode number 3. It's with my girlfriend Cheyenne. So I was just giving you guys a heads up. It's cut off a little short, probably about 40 something minutes. We didn't finish our conversation. My recording device died during our conversation, so we just let it be. We just ended it where we ended it up at. So yeah, I really hope you enjoy this episode. We had fun. We had a lot of fun doing this one. It's my longest episode so far, so just expecting a few more episodes like that from now on. So thank you guys for listening. If you guys want to hear my podcast from my website, it's elgatoloco.com. No, wait, sorry about that. elgatolocopodcast.com. elgatoloco podcast, podcast.com. And if you guys want to follow me on my Instagram, or most likely you already know my Instagram by now. So it's hello, I'm Harris, HaelloImJuarez. Same thing for my Twitter account, if you guys want to follow me on Twitter. It's HaelloImJuarez. Fuck. Hello, I'm Harris. HaelloImJuarez. So I hope you guys like the episode, and just give me some feedback if you like it or not. All right, thanks guys. Have a good day. Go, baby, go.
Hello.
Okay, everybody. This is episode number 3. What's today's date?
August 19th, 2017.
Saturday.
It's Saturday.
It's a Saturday.
Saturday night. It's 9:40 p.m.
It's a beautiful night. Beautiful, beautiful night. Anyways, here I'm introducing my lovely lady, Cheyenne.
Yes, hello, thank you.
I was planning her to have her later, but schedule change. She's here now.
Yes.
She's the best part of my day. She makes me happy, and she's my girlfriend. And I just want to introduce it to her, okay? Say hi, babe.
Hello, I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Okay, this week's been pretty fun. Well, the weekend, I don't want to say the week.
The weekend has been nice thus far, yes.
Yesterday, we finally got to see Spider-Man. It was a pretty good movie. I suggest you go see it if you haven't seen it yet.
It was cute, funny, action, adventure was good. Michael Keaton was awesome. It's been Michael a while Keaton? Since I've seen him. He was the bad guy. He was the vulture.
Oh, yeah, the Birdman.
Yeah.
Wait, oh, he played Batman too, right?
Yes.
I remember that now. Awesome? He looks so fucking different now.
Yeah, he's old now.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right about that shit. He's pretty fucking old.
But the twist in it was good.
Yeah, I liked it. It was pretty dad. They caught me by surprise.
We can't talk about that, though. Just in case we blow it for someone. We can't, like...
You see? I was already forgetting I was talking to somebody else.
Yeah, we can't do that. Okay. We don't want to be those people.
It was a pretty good movie. Go watch it. It's worth it. It was kind of based off, like I was telling my girl here, if you watch the cartoon series, the Ultimate Spider-Man series, you know that makes me a fucking nerd, but I don't care.
But it's cool to be a nerd nowadays.
Yes,
so.
Yeah, that's the trend, I guess. But no, but anyways, yeah. It's kind of, but they took a lot of the factors from that, a lot of the story archive from that. So basically, you know, starts out, yeah, it's kind of like the cartoon. slight, and it was like kind of lighthearted, like the cartoon too.
Yeah, very young Peter.
Yeah, but either way, no matter, even though it's kind of geared towards more kids more, still a good, even as an adult, a good movie to watch.
Yeah,
it's a pretty good movie.
What was that even rated? I don't even remember.
I think
PG-13 or
no.
PG? They didn't say that.
No, I think it's PG-13.
Yeah, because there's like
I think
guns
so.
And.
But I'm not gonna check because I don't want to check. Yeah. Fake news. Anyways, yes. What else did we do this weekend, babe?
Moved a filing cabinet.
Yes, put it in a filing cabinet in my house.
That was really boring, though.
Huh?
Nobody wants to hear about that.
I don't care. I'm not going to hear what the fuck I want to say. If they're listening to this, because they want to hear it.
Touché.
Yes, so.
Got rid of some other stuff.
Yeah, got rid of.
Some shit.
A lot of stuff. A lot of cleanup going on around here. We're under construction, I guess.
Spring cleaning at the end of summer.
Spring, yes. But what a better time. But yes, it was a pretty busy. I couldn't sleep last night. It fucking sucked.
Nap today was good.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's big news.
If anybody.
I had a really good nap.
Yes. When? Today?
Yeah.
You had a good nap. I didn't.
Oh.
It was a. You know what? And actually, it was like a half ass nap. I was in and out. So yeah. I kind of did. Because time went by quick. The hour, like,
yeah.
I checked, like, once, and it was, like, 8:30, and then I checked twice again, and it was already 5. I mean, 8:30. 4:30. I checked once, it was 4:30. You know, we went to sleep at 4. Well, I tried to go to sleep at 4. You went to sleep at 4. But, what's it called?
Yeah, I
couldn't sleep last night, so I went to sleep like at 3 in the morning. You know, keep in mind though that I wake up at 3 in the morning for work.
Oh,
yeah, but yeah, but if anybody's had this like symptom on my eyes, like lately, they've been feeling like really warm. Like I have fever, but only on my eyes. It's weird.
That is very
strange. That's what I'm saying, and I think that's what was keeping me up, or I don't know, or is it that I'm not sleeping that's causing that, or allergies? Then if anybody has an idea, anybody's gone through it, let me know.
Comment below.
Please comment below or send it to me in a text message with a raven.
Game of Thrones style.
Oh yeah, we've been catching up on Game of Thrones. Well,
it's amazing.
Yes, over here, Cheyenne has been catching up with it. I told her she's gonna love it, and she did, and everybody's loving it right now.
I love it. I feel like I'm living it. It's so emotionally engaging.
God damn.
And there's like so many twists and turns you can't even really remember, so it's just like you're going through this crazy phase in your life.
You can watch this series anytime. Like, you don't have to, like, it's not going to be irrelevant next year, the year after. So if you've never seen it, and then you watch it, then you might like it.
Yeah.
Even like 10 years after, because it's pretty damn good.
It's like the best
soap opera
ever.
Yeah, well, you know, just people love fucking killing the good guys.
They love killing, they love good, they love evil, it has it all. Dragons,
fucking
zombies,
fucking wizards.
Which ones are the wizards?
Well, the Meisters, the ones like
the
Meisters,
we're
not wizards. Fucking. I'm trying to think of a better word, like the fucking
They're like know-it-alls.
They're scholars.
They're the wise men.
They're the scholars. Yeah, the wise men. Yeah,
they're the
elders.
The elders, yes.
Elders, whatever. Anyways.
The wise
those men. Motherfuckers. Wait, what was I talking about them?
You were calling them wizards.
Oh, yeah.
No, wizards.
But they do have magic.
The
they do have magic,
woman
though.
Is the wizard.
No, she's a fucking, she's a witch.
I don't know.
She's not a witch. She's just... I don't know what the fuck she is.
I don't know what she is either.
She's... I don't know. She's like...
Fascinating character.
She's like,
Nice boobs, too.
Yeah, she does have nice boobs.
Really nice.
Yeah. She's pretty... I like the
hair. Very pale.
I like it, though.
Yeah. milky
that red hair.
She has
the red hair. I like the red hair.
Lovely red hair. And she's like, you can tell she's an older woman, but she looks hella good.
Fuck, she does. She looks natural, too.
Oh, yeah.
Really natural. I like that.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Why?
I was doing your guy.
My guy?
The country music singer.
Garth Brooks?
Yeah.
The genuine staring point gesture.
No.
I'm trying to be genuine right now. Let me try to convey it by pointing at you and making eye contact.
Ah, oh, fuck. Yeah, that's why I said it like that. But,
yeah. That for shows the record, I love Garth Brooks.
I know. Well, fucking millions of people.
Yeah, he's got some great hits.
Yes, whatever. Not my cup of tea.
Well, you know, the styles of music people grow up with really and can relate to, I think, when they're in their formative years, when they're children, really like can with the things they can identify with as they're growing up. I think that has like a big impact on those very like hard and fast rules. Like some people hate country and some people love country. Some people hate rap and some people love rap. It's just like those are the ones that are really.
But I mean, it, you know, it has to do with where, you know, whatever was around you, whatever they were playing. Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Or, and you know, but the thing is too, like this, you get their dislikes too. Like my dad, because you know, I told you he loved rock music. Mm-hmm. He fucking loved it. Any kind of rock, like you know, like not any kind. You know
he
what?
Liked,
you know what? Yeah, I think he went for every
like classic rock.
Yeah, he liked classic rock. So like heavy metal. That yeah, he liked the
Metallica.
Yes.
Pantera.
Marilyn Manson. He loved Marilyn Manson.
That's someone you don't hear about much these days.
Yeah, it's washed out. But he's still a pretty good, you know, singer or whatever you call him, rocker or fucking I don't know. But yeah. No, yeah, you know what I used to do? there was like some, it had like those skit tracks on CDs. Like, it was just noises. I'm like, you hear like you were in the woods and you hear like fucking.
Oh, just like.
Just like if you were in a horror fucking. Like, you were in a horror film and shit. So I would turn off the lights and I'd play that shit for my sister.
Oh my god. That's hella good. Remember when you scared me with the scream?
The scream
on your freaking phone.
Oh. Wait, what? How did
the hell of me?
How did I do it?
It's because you had the phone and the speaker was in here in the room.
The Bluetooth speaker.
The Bluetooth speaker. And you plugged it and it stopped for like 1 minute, and then a blood curdling scream comes out super loud next to me while I'm trying to relax in bed.
I'm sorry, babe. That was so fucked up. I'm sorry. That was so fucked up. I don't know why I did it. I wasn't thinking. I'm sorry, babe. That was pretty fucked up. Now that I'm really thinking about it, I was like, oh, fuck. I would have been fucking... That would have scared the shit out of me.
Yeah. We're both pretty jumpy.
Yeah.
Because you scared me this morning when I was putting on the mascara. Like, I really jumped. And then... 4 minutes later, when I walked into the kitchen, I scared the shit out of you.
Yeah, that was... Oh, yeah, but...
Dark moments of our lives.
Yeah, but...
get scared.
That's how I used to scare my sister. But, but yeah, like I said... but yeah, he didn't like Spanish music, you know, Mexican music.
Oh, really?
Like banda, you know, like dance music, you know, like for the, you know, Mexican family style music. He didn't like any of it. And I didn't like it either because of that. Just because he didn't like it, I didn't like it either. That's it.
Yeah.
That was pretty much it. Like, people will play it, or, you know, we'll go to parties, and people everywhere will play it. Even here, it's never gone away. I enjoy the music. It's not bad music. You know what I mean? But it's just not for me to listen to.
Yeah. Yeah,
I love to lasso dance to it, you know, but I don't know.
They have the same bass line. It's kind of like...
It's like a rap now.
Yeah. Yeah.
They all fucking sound the same.
They all sound the same if you're not like really
into it. It sounds like the same to you. It's like me. Country all sounds like without me listening to it, every time I listen to it, it all sounds the same to me.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
It is really like rap today. Smigos.
Oh, God.
Young Doug. My heroes. I like their music. Fuck, I don't care. I know it's stupid, but I fucking love it.
Yeah.
There's some songs that I like and I don't. You know, I'm just with anything. For the most part, it's the beats that get me. I like the beats.
Mm-hmm.
I like that bass. But not too much bass. I used to... I was all into that bass. Like having, you know, the subwoofers,
nice sound system.
I never had like a nice one, but I always trying to, you know, get a cheap one to at least have one. And my little Honda or little Acura that I had, whatever little car to for work I had.
It'd be thumping.
Yes. you know, oh, that's when I was still a little tech savvy.
Are still tech savvy.
Yeah, I just gotta put more effort into it. It's just so much other shit that I wanna do. Because when you start, that's the only reason I don't start tinkering with things like taking it apart anymore, because I know I'm not gonna have time to put it back.
Yeah.
Or to actually fix the problem, because I got all the stuff that I gotta do now, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why before I wasn't working out, so I had way more time on my hands, so I would just take shit apart and just put it back together.
Well, like you were saying, when you were tech savvy before.
Oh yeah, sorry, I forgot the point. But yeah, I found out how to install a sound system in my car and stereo by myself. No one helped me.
You just...
Because I just from watching before, years before, I just watch, kind of pick, because, you know, I watch it so often, and you pick it up, you kind of make sense of it,
uh-huh.
of what they're doing, because you see it done so much, you know, they kind of talk
when
about
it. When did you see it done so
my
much?
My friends, all my friends were into, you know, putting stairs in their cars, you know.
I see.
So it was like that was a normal
learned
thing back
by
then.
Watching.
Yeah, my cousins, everybody wanted a sound system back then.
Yeah, that was very, I remember when that was like the coolest
That
thing.
Was a shit back then, yeah. You fucking
and
had
spinners. Having a nice lowered truck.
24s TI,
like,
there you go.
Which doesn't make any sense. A lowered truck, but whatever.
I don't like those low trucks. They're pretty stupid.
That's why I never got into that, because I don't understand it.
Don't get
the appeal.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's not... You know, you could take some stuff, but you don't really... Can't, you know, what are you going to take? You know, your one couch at a time?
Well, yeah, if you can't even go over speed bump.
Oh,
I
yeah,
mean,
and then, you know, there's...
What is it?
Yeah, exactly. Like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, that's how I feel about those old cars. Anyways.
Wait, where were we going with that?
We weren't going anywhere.
That's right. I'm pretty sore. Got a pimple.
Yep.
I fucking hate it. That's nasty. I just popped my pimple. It's like ice cream.
Ew. We should send a video to Dr. Pimple Popper.
Oh, I love those videos. They're so,
freaking
like, you can't stare
so
away.
Relaxing.
I know. It calms you down.
Yes.
You can't look away.
So accomplished.
You have to finish watching,
like,
the fucking video.
If I start watching those, I'm done for the night. Seriously. I watch until I'm about to pass out.
You know what? Would you ask everybody from every race if they like to watch pimples being pop? Because that's like a pretty, like, you know, even if they're disgusted by it, they still got to look at it.
No, I don't think it's like that for, like, everybody.
Well, for a lot of people. And that could bring us together, babe.
Yes.
She's pretty famous just for doing that.
Yeah, and she only started, like, a couple years ago, too.
Yeah, I think I first saw her last year. Somewhere in between last year. I don't remember when. But I seen it, I was like, oh. I seen it, it was on Instagram. I think people were like sharing that and stuff. And I was like, you know what? Let me go look it up.
But, you know, there is a wealth of other videos on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, by other people.
By other people that are really good nowadays. Uh-huh. And I think it's since Dr.
She started a market.
Yeah, like she started.
She started a fucking market.
Standard, high standard for filming. Pimples being popped
and professional and shit. Cysts. Editing.
And yeah.
Yeah, she put some super work into it.
Tons of people that make really nice videos. God damn,
I wonder how much fucking money she's making. Fuck. She's making a lot of money.
I think so.
A lot of money from all those views.
So.
Oh, fuck. That's a lot of money. Ooh, I gotta stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Oh, you wanna talk about your cats?
Yeah, let's talk about some kitties.
Okay. Go. Introduce them to your cats. How many cats do you have? Seven? Okay,
that's why I need my hand so I can count them off. So, there's the most important kitties.
Ferguson.
Shooter and Ferguson. Shooter first.
It's my homie.
So.
No,
those
Ferguson.
Those are the inside kitties. They're inside outside, so they get to sleep inside every night. And then there's Johnny. Frankie. Lola, Lucy. Am I forgetting anybody?
Wait. There's okay, let's go back.
Kitty, but I haven't seen the barn kitty in a long time, so I don't even know if he's still.
He was like a fucking like a nomad.
Yeah, he'll probably come back. But you know, there's another cat living in the barn now.
Yeah.
The weasel is what I call him, the black one that was hella injured. And I thought it came over to our house to die. But it was managing to get up onto the cat feeding station and eat food every night. But like, if you looked at it, both of its eyes were all nasty, like it couldn't see, and had like this really weird.
You're making me sad.
I know.
Stop.
It was really sad, but like, it's so scared. I could not get close to it at all. Like,
did he come back?
I couldn't even help him if I wanted to. Yeah, he's fine now. He seems fine.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
He runs around. He comes and still eats the food, but he won't let us pet him anytime soon.
Yeah,
sure.
No. Yeah, he won't. If he would have tried when he was sick, was he able to move around a lot, or was he kind of slow?
No, he was very fast.
Oh, he was still.
Yes.
He was still fast, but he was just kind of looking all fucked up.
Yeah, I didn't want to scare him because every time I seen him, he ran as fast as he could away. And I knew that his eyes were messed up, so I'm like, if he's running that fast and he can't see, that poor guy's going to be running into something. And I don't want to be the one that, like, is the cause of that.
The street or something?
Of him, like, running, like, full blast into the wall or something, you know? I don't want to. So whenever I saw him, I tried to be real quiet, but. Of course, when you walk out of the garage, that's what would startle him, and I'm like,
he'll get used to it because he realizes that, you know, he when he stays there long enough, that's it.
Yeah, and so now it seems like he can see just fine.
Yeah, like every
he lives in the barn now.
Yeah, yeah, like other cats are like they kind of, you know, sometimes they forget to run away because they're kind of used to you coming around all the time, kind of, you know, you kind of come in.
Just lay down until or you if get you, real if, close.
Yeah, depends how you're walking in. If you're walking in real fast. They run if you kind of just step in really slow. They just look at you a little bit, kind of, you know, keep their distance. Yeah, you know. But yeah. Who else? Let's see. Let's talk about Shooter.
Okay, let's talk about Shooter.
Let's talk about Shooter.
Shooter, McKenzie is his last name.
Okay.
Actually, his name is Shooter McKeekerson.
Okay, date of birth?
His date of birth was probably somewhere in December of 2006. Because I got him January 2007.
Was he a rescue? Or was he just a kitty?
Cute little story about this kitty is I went over to my mom's house, and she was living out in the country at the time, and I was just stopping by to visit, and I had just moved out of the house and really was wanting a cat or a pet of some kind, because I'd only been moved out for like 3 months of the house, like for the first time, and so I was really lonely without a pet. Like, I had never lived without a pet before, so we visited for a while, and then right before I left, she's like, oh, I gotta show you something real quick. So this is the middle of winter, mind you, so we walk out to the barn, and she's like, I have a kitty here. And I was like, oh my gosh, you have a kitten? And she's like, yes, and if you want him, you can have him. And she told me the whole story of how he came about to her. She got him from her, one of her coworkers, that someone had abandoned Shooter on their doorstep, or like really close to their house. Mm-hmm. She had, of course, taken him in, but she didn't want to keep him. She just wanted to find a good home, and she would pay for him to get his first shots and to get neutered or spayed, whatever it was. She didn't know.
Fucking destroy their dick self.
No, not their dicks.
Well, basically, they can't. They don't, I know, but you destroy their sex life.
The freaking Ferguson has sex with a blanket every night.
Nah, he's just dry humping.
Okay, back to the story. Shooter.
Babe, I hump, so I see technique, babe. Come on. That's not, you know.
It's not dry, though.
Look, he leave that shit wet?
No, but it's like, I don't think he comes, but it's like.
What do you mean he comes? Sparkles? You're twinkling your fingers.
I think it comes out, because sometimes he leaves, like, it's not like a big spot, but it's like a lick of his.
Of his what? He starts licking his dick?
No, it's like a wet dick, like, touched.
Oh, like, pre-cum. Like, pre-cum?
Yeah, it's not like a big wet spot, like he came. It's just like a little wet.
A little wetness, okay.
So all right. I know there's something going on.
Yeah, he's getting it in. Slowly but surely.
So yeah, with the blanket.
Oh, that guy's funny.
I honestly think that if Shooter was a little bit more welcoming and open to Ferguson, they could be best friends, and Ferguson would try to have sex with Shooter.
What? Yeah, I don't see that shit happening.
No, it's not ever going to happen. But if Shooter were slightly different, if you were more open, more curious.
That shit is so weird, the cat relationships that I've seen. Like, your Shooters and Ferguson's, they're like, they always just like, they live together, but they don't acknowledge each other. That shit is hilarious. Oh, my God.
They acknowledge each other.
They were looking at each other, but then you just kind of like looked like there was nothing there. It kept on looking.
Yeah, like,
yeah, that pretty, happens a lot. It's like when you cross, you know, you're walking by the store, you kind of cross eye with somebody, but you keep looking without stopping, kind of like that.
Yep.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Right through them.
And then I had my, I guess it would have been different, too, because it was a woman. It was a female cat. And my other, you know, there was a boy cat.
Your kitties?
Huh?
You're talking about your kitties?
Yeah, my kitties. Well, my, you know.
Were they nice to each other?
Yeah, for them, for like half, 50-50. They were like, they cuddled together, and then 50-50 of the time. The other half of the time, Bella, the boy, was trying to fuck Big Mama, the girl.
Yeah.
But she wouldn't let him. Ever. Bitch went out to the streets, got pregnant twice. That was my fault, too. I didn't fucking want to. I don't know, I just didn't. At the time, I was like, yeah, I don't want to, you know, cut them. I didn't want to cut them at all. Like, you know, I'm over here too, fucking slinging dick. Yeah. You should be able to do it too.
Yeah.
This is they're animals. We're all animals, like I say.
You do say that.
But yeah, but yeah, it was like she will always cock block them. She friend zoned him, basically.
Yeah, friend zoned, like.
He was friend zoned to the max.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, he lived in friend zone avenue.
Like, that's just fascinating that they were able to overcome all their animal instincts. Because if they were both not fixed at all.
It was the fact that they were living together. I'm sure it was. Because, like I said, she went out twice, got pregnant twice.
Mm-hmm.
And none of them were Bellas.
Ooh, that's
man, I really wanted them.
Fascinating.
I really wanted them to have babies, because they would. I wanted another like Bella kitten.
The boy
Bella.
I think boy cats.
The
are
color, the
and
his color pattern. He was like a Siamese, like, you know, really light, white and blue, but really like gray, really white, but really like really like dark white, but light gray.
Oh yeah, now I remember.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures. Yeah. Yeah, and if you check my Instagram, they're probably there.
At the very bottom.
See, I just keep. Yeah, it was. You know what? It's actually like my first, one of my first pictures, Bella. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and I named him Bella because I thought it was a girl.
Yeah, that's why I named Ferguson.
Fergie.
Fergie, because I thought he was a girl. So. Yeah, Fergalicious was a very popular song at the time. And I just absolutely loved Fergie. And yeah, it just seemed fitting for that. Ferguson is the most beautiful cat.
How far in did you realize he had balls?
When he went in to get fixed. And they said, that is a boy, not a girl. Dumbass. Because he was really fluffy. His long
hair. He is really fluffy.
So, well, as a kitten,
oh yeah,
your hair is like half the size of their body. So, you know, you can see it on a short-haired cat, but on a long-haired cat, it's kind of hard sometimes.
Yeah, you
black as night.
So. Yeah, if you see my Instagram, he's there too. He's on the most recent pictures though.
Yeah, for yeah.
Black, but he's so majestic though.
He is the coolest. Most debonair, Rico Suave of cats that there is. Like, one time, I was just staring at Ferguson.
He blink at you?
I'm pretty sure it was high. And I was just looking at him. My dad was laying on the couch, and I'm like, I think Ferguson knows that he is, like, the coolest guy. Like, he is the fawns in the leather jacket from Happy Days.
Yeah, he doesn't really give a fuck. He's so cool to give a fuck.
Yeah, he's just too cool for school.
And he knows he's cool, but he doesn't even care.
Exactly, that's the best part of it.
Yeah, he's a fucking wild animal, though.
He's like one of those people, have you ever met those people where you're just like, I want them to like me. I don't know what it is,
yeah, but that's true. Want them to he's like me. That, and he's cool with you, but he doesn't really care at all. Like, he just... Uh-huh. Whatever, we're friends, I don't care.
Yeah, pet me or not pet me, I'd rather you pet me, but I'll walk
care.
Away.
Yeah, I don't care, I don't give a fuck. Like, he really doesn't give a fuck.
He does every once in a while.
Nah, yeah, when I'm fucking with him.
Shit out, yeah.
Oh, yeah, when you get a little... You get a little annoyed.
Yeah, he gets annoyed. It's actually pretty short span nowadays.
He's getting older.
Because of you.
Not because of that, but he is getting older.
Oh, yeah.
And they get grumpier as they get older. Yeah. They don't want to be bothered, you know. Because they're, you know, they're lazy by nature. So it's like you know, like us, too. Like, cause the older we get, the lazier we want to be. Ugh. Even though we're not lazy, but we want to be more lazy, though.
Yeah. We want to cut the bullshit.
Exactly. Like, even though you want to do, you're energized, doing, working out, working all the time, doing this, going out, having, run errands. You don't want to do that shit. You want to be laying down, being lazy. Watch your favorite show on TV.
Some people don't though.
But I mean, like, you know, even if that's something, you fight the urge.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I know.
But that, we have it though. If we wanted it, we have it in us. But yeah, he would just get lazy. Bella got grumpier. But you know, because I fuck with him a lot though.
Yeah, I'm surprised you don't fuck with me more. The way I've witnessed you fuck with a lot of other people and animals. You're, like, super nice to me compared to other people.
Well, babe, I don't want to hurt you. I know you're a little sensitive. Sensitive skin. Sensitive everything. So I gotta, you know, keep it. I gotta be careful, you know. Be careful. There's a glass in here.
Oh my gosh.
A little fragile, baby. Fragile. You know?
Fragile.
Delicate, like a flower.
I am delicate like a flower.
Exactly, so, you know.
But I'm tough, too.
Yeah, you could be. But it's not all the time, baby. Mm-mm. I'm not saying that I'm tough or anything, but I'm just a little more rougher than you, just size-wise. That's it. That's basically it. Because I'm gentle. I try to be gentle as much as possible.
You are very gentle.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm just size-wise, being, you know, accidentally turning or moving around, my using, my, you know, just pure momentum, I'll go, fuck you up, baby. I don't want to do it. That's why I'm so careful around you.
Yeah, but I don't mean, like, physically.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know. But, you know, accidentally hit you or, you know, you know, what's it called? Personality-wise?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, well, with you, trying to better, because I'm going to be with you for a long time, so I got to, you know, we got to make this shit work, baby. I got to compromise, take a while to learn all this shit that I learned so far, but we, you know, I find that, you know, I had to get along with you. Like, I really have to. We have to get along with each other. Because I love you. And I want to be with you. So I have to make it work. Because, baby, any relationship could go down south. Any relationship. When you start being like, man, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, when you just decide to argue every single point, and you don't care anymore, and you just go down south.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to, you know, that's why I care because I want to be with you. So, you know, that's why I try to, you know, I gotta watch what shit I say around you. you know, I gotta be real careful. I do fuck up sometimes. We both know this. But, you know, I try not to. I do my best to not. To not.
Yes.
It takes a lot out of me.
What?
No, just okay. Like, no, because I'm just naturally unfiltered. You already heard me, babe. You hear me talking all the time. You hear me.
You are naturally unfiltered.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So, you know, I say, so it's just natural for me. So it's hard for me to not like, be like that with you. Because in every other aspect of my life, that's how I am.
Yes.
So just with you, it's kind of, you know, we only speak like a day or two together on average. So the rest of the time, I'm just fuck everything. I'm like that. You know, I have like, you know, so I kind of have that attitude at times. You know, I'm just a little like, fuck, I'm just my own business, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, with you, I had to, you know, be concerned of what I'm doing and how it's going to affect the way you're feeling, my, you know, the way I do things. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I just slip. Sometimes I do not see the way I'm being, that I'm, you know, I'm hurting you or doing something wrong or, you know, cause just, I just don't, it's not in me. Have to learn it. You gotta, you know, upgrade the app, baby.
Oh my gosh.
Automate update.
You don't auto update?
Nah.
Okay.
It's too many apps.
Pretty good though.
Huh?
You're doing really good.
Thank you. I try. Yes. Yeah, baby. And I like you. That's why I get along with you. We get along. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why you gotta just put everything in it, baby. Cause I'm all in it. I'm all in it.
Yes.
In it.
In it.
Oh, yeah. You know what's really good? Those fritters from the Indian food place?
Oh my god, those are amazing.
What are they called? Was it just vegetable fritters?
I think they called them taki. Vegetable taki?
Vegetable taki? T-A-K-I?
I think there's an H in there, too.
Okay.
T-A-K-I.
They were fucking good.
They were hella good. Spiced.
That little cilantro sauce.
Yeah.
That was good. I kind of want to go ask how they made it. I don't think they'll tell me.
I know. I thought about that, too.
Should have asked. I'll ask next time if we go again.
There's like freaking 7 men working in there. It's kind of amazing.
They look better this time from the last owners. The last owners were kind of lazy.
You know, I don't even remember what it was like in the first. I just remember it being
I think it
stark.
Looks. It looks a little cleaner now. To me.
Yeah.
From what I seen last time, it looked a little cleaner. And then they have those Bollywood movies anymore. They had just Netflix on.
Yeah, so, I like you know, those Bollywood movies, though.
Yeah, but not, you know, not everybody likes them, babe. Or they just kind of get tired of it.
Food restaurant? Okay. They don't have to be the movies, but they can be the Bollywood.
But that's the thing. They put a movie on, babe.
Music videos.
Oh, yeah. I like those.
I like those.
Yeah, those are not. Yeah,
who
I don't,
doesn't like those?
Yeah, I fucking love those.
Amazing. Oh, I forgot to tell you, when I was in there,
uh-huh.
I overheard, well, you know how nosy I am. I was listening to these people's conversation from what I could hear from the waiter and the couple that was near the door.
The
guy was talking.
The white guy?
Yeah, they're talking about.
The white guy and the lady?
Yeah, and the little kid.
Uh-huh.
And they're talking to the waiter. The guy was talking to the waiter, and he was saying that he's from the UK.
Uh-huh.
And he was asking the guy, like, where he was from, the waiter.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they chit-chat for a little bit, and But I hear the guy say that he's from Stockton.
Who's from Stockton?
The waiter.
Oh, the waiter.
So, like, this guy's from the UK.
Oh, okay.
He's from, like, Great Britain.
Uh-huh.
And he's, you know, a lot of Indian people and, you know, are in that area. They live in that area, too.
Oh, in UK?
Yeah. And so he's probably, like, talked to him about, like...
Oh, okay, I get it. They're trying to make some conversation. Hey, little bad, you know, how's the land, you know? yeah, the land is fucked up. I live in Stockton.
Yeah, Stockton.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, for people that might be out of state, maybe. I know I'm not that famous yet. But if you're listening, you're out of state. Or out of the, or never heard of Stockton before.
We're from the famous 209.
Yeah. Oh, Nate Diaz. I'll just give you that. Nate Diaz is from 209. Stockton, so we're somewhere near him, okay? But anyways, yeah, Stockton, California. Yeah, it's a really, I think, I don't know if, you know what I'm starting to think is bullshit too? Because it was on the top 10 most dangerous cities, okay?
Yes.
But yeah. The thing is, I feel like it was just catered to us now. Because I've seen different lists, and then I don't think they mentioned...
I just think at one time Stockton was...
Or is it that or the front joy is a lot?
Yeah. I think it peaks in different cities.
Yeah, in different times too, you know? Yeah,
different times. And now... Just like right now, what is it? Is it Chicago? I think Chicago is supposed to be...
We gotta check these facts now. We can't be giving out fake news anymore.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'll keep talking, baby.
So, yeah, Stockton, California, the port. Port city.
Port city.
Stockton Port. A great place to work.
Most.
The longshoremen's. It's a fascinating job, I'm sure, unloading those big barges with those big containers, and they put them on rails. So they become box cars, and then they get on these special kind of big rig trucks. This transportation.
Okay.
Fascinates me.
Yeah, it's loading. So, number one, Detroit. God.
Is it still damn. Detroit?
Yep.
What is okay? So, what's your source?
Forbes.
Forbes list. Okay.
Yeah. So.
And what did you search for? What's the title of this?
Top 10 most dangerous cities in. U.S. United
2017.
States.
Oh, okay.
Detroit population 713,239 people. The violent crime rate is 2,137 per 100,000 residents. So that's what, like, how much of a percentage is that?
I don't know.
Okay, so basically that will be, let me do the math here. 2, 5 times. That's a 1/5 of the population, out of 1/5 of the population.
1/5 of the population dies?
Yes.
Are you kidding?
Never mind. Right. Never mind, I'm fucking stupid. Two? This shit's not loading. Hold on, let me load this thing. Let me turn on the Wi-Fi. Okay, let's see. Let's refresh. Okay, all right, I had to swipe left. I'm idiot. Okay, it's number two, St. Louis.
St. Louis, Missouri?
What the fuck is St. Louis?
I don't know. St. Louis. Swipe again.
New Orleans?
No.
Anyways, all right, St. Louis, number two. Oakland, number three. Oh, Oakland's still up there. Oakland.
Representing
O-Town.
Oh, yeah,
the A's.
The Raiders did.
The A's, yeah. The Raiders, go Raiders. Number four, Memphis, Tennessee.
What?
Man, I'm not so surprised about that one.
Let's see if we can find
Birmingham, Alabama.
Stockton on this list.
Please be on this list, Stockton. Please, I want Stockton to be on it. I want to feel famous. I want to feel like I'm part of something.
Famous for living and being from a very, very dangerous city.
Of course.
Has a very high crime rate. actually, there was just a shooting. A poor little baby 4-year-old got shot in a drive-by shooting in Stockton. I think it was 2 days ago. She got shot twice in the car. The father...
Was it a drive-by?
Didn't get shot at all. Didn't... No harm.
Fuck.
Like, how does that happen?
Damn, it's so fucked up in Stockton, dude.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's everywhere now. It's everywhere. Can't do shit about it now. Hello guys, how's it going? This is here. My name is Jonathan Juarez. I will be doing this podcast because, you know, I want to have conversations with people, and it's really hard to talk to anybody. Starting to record now. How you guys doing? This is Jonathan, and another beautiful day. Sunday, the... What the fuck day is this? The 30th, 2017. This will be my second episode of the podcast. Right now, I'm just rearranging my stuff, getting this stuff ready. Okay, stop. No way. Hold on. I gotta do something right now, really quick. Something creative. Let's see if it works. What in the fuck? What is this one so... Never mind. Stop.
Hey guys, how's it going? I'm doing this podcast because...
Exactly. I love pink fangs. God, it smells exactly like the broccoli I had.
Jesus.
It's not a miracle?
No, it's not a miracle. It's disgusting.
Why aren't you amazed by that?
I said, yeah, as I was saying, though, yeah, that should be mandatory to have to make every kid learn in school how to fucking cook.
Well, I don't remember taking the class.
Yeah, they had it, but, I mean, they don't really put an emphasis on it.
No, of course not. I don't like...
Yeah. Anything that's important at school, they don't fucking, like, they don't let you go deep into it. Like, you know, all that household stuff that they teach you, I don't know, home ec, right? That was in the class.
They take one of those per year.
One of those for you, yeah, it should be, they should start doing that already, you know, like, even from, like, yeah, as soon as they're able to understand, you know, probably, like, what, first grade, they're able to, like, start doing stuff on their own.
Oh, yeah, like, you can get them to start washing dishes.
Yeah, exactly, you know, simple stuff, fuck.
Yeah, like, make eggs, maybe? That's
yeah.
The first thing I ever
Just like serving themselves, that would be a good start. Being able to, you know, like some of them, they don't even know how to, you know, portion themselves out, like pour liquids and stuff. Yeah, just simple stuff, you know. It doesn't have to be complicated, yeah. But just let it, just having that be mandatory will make a big difference, you know.
Yeah.
You know, like I just got lucky that I happened to fucking work in a kitchen. And learn how to cook. I got pretty fucking lucky. That changed my fucking life, honestly.
Yeah, a good time in your life.
Yeah, just in general, that was a good thing to learn. Just cook like I was just saying, you know, if people are looking for a job, like they should start out as a dishwasher and try to work themselves as a cook and just learn. That'd be the easiest way, you know.
Definitely.
And you're learning and getting paid at the same time, and I use that shit for everything. I haven't forgotten a lot of the stuff.
Yeah.
The main things that they taught me, I still use it nowadays.
Yeah.
Before that, I fucking never touched anything, babe. I never cooked anything before.
At all? Not even?
I mean, yes, simple stuff. Eggs, you know. Enchiladas. Nothing like I do now, babe. Honestly, nothing like I do now.
Well, yeah.
I ate like shit back then. I didn't care. And most of the cooking was done by my mom and my grandma.
Yeah,
but I mean, it was really good food, but god damn it, so much fucking carbs.
Yep.
Fuck, they eat tortillas with tortillas. It's like...
Yes, it's for kids. It must be. Come on now.
It's like, babe, it's like you as a white person ate bread with bread. Ate like a bread sandwich.
Yes, bread sandwich.
It's like you ate a bread sandwich.
Mayonnaise sandwich. Mayonnaise and cheese.
Yeah, like, yeah.
A poor people sandwich. I've had it many times.
I used to make hot dogs with fucking regular bread.
Yeah.
Wonder Bread. Dollar store.
Yep.
When I was in Mexico, when I lived there, we had they used to have the fresh tortilla making little shop at the corner.
Yes.
Every day fresh tortillas. That was the only good thing about that.
Yeah.
Even though we ate the same thing, but just having fresh tortillas every day. Oh God, damn it! This shit was so good.
The tortillas are amazing. Seriously.
You put a little salt on it. Oh man, it was incredible. Ooh, simple stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I like too?
What?
Beans. My mom beans with like a bean soup. Not like a soup, but just the beans in general. Just the beans, like straight out of the pot, Just my mom makes them. Used to make
after
them
after they've been cooked. Yeah.
After they've been cooked, with the juice and everything, and then a little cilantro. A little chopped onion, salt, a little bit of salt, maybe a little bit of lime if you want. Not necessary, but oh god damn, that shit was good, babe.
I like beans a lot.
Yeah, I haven't had them, honestly.
I want to make some pretty good beans.
Yeah, you gotta let them soak the night before in water.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. When you do that, and then when you want to smash, when you want to make some refried beans, use butter. Use some butter instead. Oh, man. Get that butter nice. Look at it, like a block of butter. Throw it in there. Let it melt. Throw the beans in there and start smashing them as you're, as it's getting cooked with the butter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I kind of want beans now. Too much work, though. That's the kind of food I want to be fucking cooking on the weekend. Like, oh, fuck yeah, we should make some beans. Nah, I'm not gonna... I had that shit for years, so I don't want to cook that shit.
That's okay, I can cook that.
Yeah, if you cook it, that's fine with me, baby. But myself, I'm not gonna go out of my way to cook beans.
Oh, yeah.
Not that
I'm... Is it not, making chili verde?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh, I've had that for a couple of days.
Yes.
Oh,
I mean,
so good.
Yeah, now that I'm too good to eat beans now or make them, I don't want to. I just had too many of them.
Yeah, I get it.
Tortillas, I'm the same way with tortillas. I'm not a tortilla eater, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Tacos is a rare treat for us, but I have tacos here and there.
Yeah.
What do you want to cook this weekend?
Sounds good. I don't know. I have to think about it.
Yeah, think about it? Okay.
Yeah, let me think about it.
Okay, sounds good.
I'm really hungry and I crave that.
Oh, yeah, me neither, but I fucking picked out. I gained 5 pounds.
Really?
Yeah.
This weekend?
Yeah, from last night.
What did you do last night?
Fuck, I ate so much, baby. Not from last night.
While you were doing your...
Not with you. Well, I did eat when I was doing that. I didn't eat much. I just had a bowl of cereal when I got home. With, bananas and some protein powder in there.
Me?
Huh?
You eat all of the food with me?
Yeah.
Baby. You mean ice cream?
From baby, since we went to the store and then we bought those chocolates, that's when I started eating.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, I've been fasting, I haven't been eating all day.
Yeah, I thought about that later, but it was...
So all that food, it was in one sitting.
Uh-huh.
5 pounds of fruit, god damn. I almost do myself. Babe, but you know what the thing is? When I'm high and I'm like that fool, I feel like I'm gonna have a heart attack.
Oh god.
That's just hilarious because I know, in my head I know I'm not gonna have it, but subconsciously I'm just like, god damn, I'm gonna fucking die. Like, oh. Anytime now, my fucking heart is gonna stop.
Anytime now,
my heart is gonna stop.
Yeah, you're just waiting for it to happen.
Yeah, but I'm getting high, you know. But if I'm not high, I wouldn't have eaten that much.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And then, you know, and then when I get that sugar spike, you know, the insulin spike, and then that craving comes back, and I'm high, I can't control myself.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Relax.
Exactly, yeah. And throw in that I'm fasting also, babe. That's what makes it worse.
Yeah.
I'm hungry. I'm starving. I'm high. The food is delicious. Yes, yeah. It is. It's a recipe for disaster. I'm just going to give myself a stroke pretty soon.
Hey, don't say that.
I'm kidding, baby. But I'm pretty sure I could be a competitive eater.
I'm pretty sure you could too.
How much food do usually people eat in one of those things?
You should just put on YouTube practice.
No, not a practice.
No, just watch the guys they practice.
Oh, gotcha.
When they're sitting at home and they're just like, I'm gonna eat this, all these things to prepare. And then you'll get an idea of how much they would eat.
I'm trying to look it up. I'm Googling it right now. How many? God damn it. Let's see. I'm going to look up how many hot dogs is the world record.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there's quite a few hot dogs. What the fucking world record? Give me a number. God damn it, Google. 70 hot dogs.
78?
Hold on. 2017.
73.5, I think? 73.5? Wow.
Okay, let's see. How many pounds is 75 hot dogs? Let's see. Come on.
Oh, baby.
Fuck, never mind. I'm not gonna do that shit.
What is it?
It's 15 pounds for 70 hot dogs.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I could do though? I could step it down a notch and I could probably go for... just like food challenges at restaurants.
Yeah, you can do hot dogs. I mean, obviously those are bad for you, but... Like, you could do the steak, like a steak squat.
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah.
Man, these people, they ain't gonna see me coming, babe. I'm looking up right now. Let's see what they got. Let's see. What's number one? Come on, give me one. I'm only asking for one. This is a website for it, foodchallenges.com.
I'm not surprised,
this is a website for everything nowadays.
Of course.
If you want to lick somebody's butthole, there's one for that. Come on, give me one. Okay, I gotta look on the map. Okay, Sacramento has some. Oh, god damn it, my internet is messing up.
Great.
I'll look it up later.
Alright.
But I mean, I'm pretty sure I could do one of those.
Okay.
We'll do it probably like a 2-pound burrito or something like that.
Yeah, that life seems kind of small, though, but...
Whoa. What did you just say?
Seems kind of small.
Have you eaten a 2-pound burrito?
No, not lately. You know this one. Those challenges are going to be, like, over the top.
I know, but I don't think it's... What is it, 5 pounds? How about 5 pounds?
Yeah, that sounds like something that they do.
A 5-pound, let's see how we can...
Favorite
meal! Ooh, breakfast eating challenge? I like that.
A what?
Like a breakfast eating challenge?
Ooh, yeah.
That'd be good. Fuck yeah. Let me see. Breakfast? I mean, yeah, it's better if I narrow down the search. Breakfast with challenges. You okay, baby?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm pretty tired, babe.
Yeah, I am too.
And I gotta get up early for work.
Yeah, but, you better go to bed soon.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to bed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, I love you.
I love you too, baby. Good night. Sweet dreams.
Good night, baby.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Good night.
Bye, baby.
Bye.
Checking 1, 2, 3. Balls. Hello? Hello? Checking 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now, people? Yes, okay, so, I ordered some mics, so I'm just trying them out right now, see how it goes. Yeah. Hello? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me? Hello? Hey, how's it going, guys? Back at this again. Lots of new microphones, so I'm just trying them out. So if it sounds a little shitty at first, excuse me, so I'm still trying to get a hang of this. Hello, how you doing? Yes. What's up? Hello. Hey, whoa. How's it going, people? Hello? Okay, talk.
Hello, testing, 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3, testicles, 1, 2, 3. I'm just ready for the conversation, boys.
Okay, I'll try.
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3, testing, 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3, testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing.
Hello,
1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Hello.
Testing, hello.
Yeah, you gotta follow
testing.
Me by your mouth.
Hello, testing.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3. So are you over there?
Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing.
1, 2, 3, testing, 1, 2, 3.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing, testing.
Hello.
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 Hello, testing, hello.
Go, baby, go.
Hello.
Okay, everybody. This is episode number 3. Today's date. What's today's date?
August 19th, 2017.
Saturday.
It's Saturday.
It's a Saturday.
Saturday night. It's 9:40 p.m.
It's a beautiful night. Beautiful, beautiful night. Anyways, here I'm introducing my lovely lady, Cheyenne.
Yes, hello. Thank you.
I was planning her to have her later, but schedule change. She's here now.
Yes.
She's the best part of my day. She makes me happy, and she's my girlfriend. And I just want to introduce it to her. Okay, say hi, babe.
Hello, I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Okay. So yeah, this week's been pretty fun. Well, the weekend. I don't want to say the week.
The weekend has been nice thus far. Yes.
Yesterday, we finally got to see Spider-Man. It was a pretty good movie. I suggest you go see it if you haven't seen it yet.
It was cute, funny, action, adventure was good. Michael Keaton was awesome. It's been Michael a while Keaton? Since I've seen him. He was the bad guy. He was the vulture.
Oh, yeah, the Birdman.
Yeah.
Wait, oh, he played Batman too, right?
Yes.
Oh, I remember that now. Awesome? He looks so fucking different though.
Yeah, he's old now.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right about that shit. He's pretty fucking old.
But the twist in it was good.
Yeah, I liked it. It was pretty dad. They caught me by surprise.
We can't talk about that though. Just in case we blow it for someone. We can't like.
You see, I was already forgetting I was talking to somebody else.
Yeah, we can't do that. Okay. We don't want to be those people.
It was a pretty good movie. Go watch it. It's worth it. It was kind of based off, like I was telling my girl here, if you watch the cartoon series, the Ultimate Spider-Man series, you know that makes me a fucking nerd, but I don't care.
But it's cool to be a nerd nowadays.
Yes,
so.
Yeah, that's the trend, I guess. But no, but anyways, yeah. It's kind of, but they took a lot of the factors from that, a lot of the story archive from that. So basically, you know, starts out, yeah, it's kind of like the cartoon. It's light, you know, it's like kind of lighthearted like the cartoon,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, very young Peter.
Yeah, but either way, even though it's kind of geared towards kids more, still a good, even as an adult, it's a good movie to watch.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good movie.
What was that even rated? I don't even remember.
That thing
it's PG-13 or
PG?
They didn't say that.
No, I think it's PG-13.
Yeah, because there's like
I think
guns
so.
And.
But I'm not gonna check because I don't want to check. Yeah. Fake news. Anyways, yes. What else did we do this weekend, babe?
Moved a filing cabinet.
Yes, put it in a filing cabinet in my house.
That was really boring, though.
Huh?
Nobody wants to hear about that.
I don't care. I'm not going to hear what the fuck I want to say. If they're listening to this, because they want to hear it.
Touché.
Yes, so.
Got rid of some other stuff.
Yeah, I got rid of
some shit.
A lot of stuff. A lot of cleanup going on around here. We're under construction, I guess.
Spring cleaning at the end of summer.
Yes, but what a better time. But yeah, it was a pretty busy. I couldn't sleep last night. It fucking sucked.
Nap today was a good one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's big news.
If anybody.
Had a really good nap.
Yes. Where? Today?
Yeah.
You had a good nap. I didn't.
Oh. Sorry.
You know what? And actually, it was like a half ass nap. I was in and out. So
yeah.
I kind of did. Because time went by quick. The hour, like,
yeah.
I checked like once, and it was like 8:30, and then I checked twice again, and it was already 5. I mean 8:30. 4:30. I checked once, it was 4:30. You know, we went to sleep at 4. Well, I tried to go to sleep at 4. You went to sleep at 4. But, what's it called?
Yeah, I couldn't sleep last night.
So I went to sleep like at 3 in the morning. You know, keep in mind though that I wake up at 3 in the morning for work. Yeah. But yeah, but if anybody's had this like symptom on my eyes like lately, they've been feeling like really warm. really warm, like I have fever, but only on my eyes. It's weird.
That is very strange.
That's what I'm saying, and I think that's what was keeping me up, or I don't know, or is it that I'm not sleeping that's causing that, or allergies? Then if anybody has an idea, anybody's gone through it, let me know.
Comment below.
Please comment below or send it to me in a text message with a raven.
Game of Thrones style.
Oh yeah, we've been catching up on Game of Thrones. Well,
it's amazing.
Yes, over here, Cheyenne has been catching up with it. I told her she's gonna love it, and she did, and everybody's loving it right now.
I love it. I feel like I'm living it. It's so emotionally engaging.
God damn.
And there's like so many twists and turns you can't even really remember. So it's just like you're going through this crazy phase in your life.
You can watch this series anytime. Like you don't have to like, it's not going to be irrelevant next year, the year after, the year after. So if you've never seen it and then you watch it, then you might like it.
Yeah.
Even like 10 years after, because it's pretty damn good.
It's like the best
soap opera. Yeah, well,
ever.
You know, just people love fucking killing the good guys.
They love fucking, they love killing, they love good, they love evil. It has it all. Dragons, fucking zombies, fucking wizards. Which ones are the wizards?
Well, the Meisters, the ones that
the Meisters.
We're not wizards. Fucking. I'm trying to think of a better word, like the fucking
They're like know-it-alls.
They're scholars.
They're the wise.
They're the scholars. Yeah, the wise men. Yeah,
they're the elders. The elders. Yes.
Elders. Whatever. Anyways. Those motherfuckers. Wait, what was I talking about them?
You were calling them wizards.
Oh yeah. No, wizards. But they do have magic.
Woman is the wizard.
No, she's a fucking. She's a witch. She's not a witch. She's just... I don't know what the fuck she is.
I don't know what she is either.
She's... I don't know. She's like...
Fascinating character.
She's like,
Nice boobs, too.
Yeah, she does have nice boobs.
Really nice.
Yeah. She looks pretty... I like the
hair. Very pale.
I like it, though.
Yeah. She has milky
breasts. Red hair.
The red hair.
I like the red hair.
Lovely red hair. And she's like... You can tell she's an older woman, but she looks hella good.
Fuck, she does. She looks natural, too.
Oh, yeah.
Really natural. I like that.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Why? Pointing at me.
No, I was doing the what's it called, that guy? Your guy.
My guy?
The country music singer.
Garth Brooks?
Yeah.
Genuine staring point gesture.
No.
I'm trying to be genuine. I know. Let me try to convey it by pointing at you and making eye contact.
Ah, fuck. Yeah, that's why I said it like that. But,
yeah. That shows the record. I love Garth Brooks.
I know. Well, fucking millions of people.
Yeah, he's got some great hits.
Yes, whatever. not my cup of tea.
Well, you know, the styles of music people grow up with really and can relate to, I think, when they're in their formative years, when they're children, really like can with the things they can identify with as they're growing up. I think that has like a big impact on those very like hard and fast rules. Like some people hate country and some people love country. Some people hate rap and some people love rap. It's just like those are the ones that are really.
But I mean, you know, it has to do with where, you know, whatever was around you, whatever they were playing. Yeah,
that's what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing is too, like this, you get their dislikes too, like my dad, because you know I told you he loved rock music. Mm-hmm. He fucking loved it. Any kind of rock, like you know, like not any kind. You know
he
what?
Liked,
you know what? Yeah, I think he went for every.
Did he like classic rock?
Yeah, he liked classic rock. So like heavy metal. That yeah, he liked the.
Metallica. Metallica.
Yes.
Pantera.
Marilyn Manson. He loved Marilyn Manson.
That's someone you don't hear about much these days.
It's washed out. But he's still a pretty good, you know, singer. Yeah. Or whatever you call him, rocker. Or
yeah.
Fucking, I don't know. But yeah, you know what I used to do? there was like some, they had like those skit tracks on CDs. Like it was just noises on, like, you hear like you were in the woods and you hear like fucking.
Oh, just like.
Like if you were in a horror fucking, like you were in a horror film, yeah. And shit. So I would turn off the lights and I'd play that shit for my sister.
Oh my god. That's hella good. Remember when you scared me with the scream?
The scream
on your freaking phone.
Oh. Wait, what? How did
the hell of me?
How did I do it?
It's because you had the phone and the speaker was in here in the room.
The Bluetooth speaker.
The Bluetooth speaker. And you plugged it and it stopped for like 1 minute, and then a blood curdling scream comes out super loud next to me while I'm trying to relax in bed.
I'm sorry, babe. That was so fucked up. I'm sorry. That was so fucked up. I don't know why I did it. I wasn't thinking. I'm sorry, babe. That was pretty fucked up. Now that I'm really thinking about it, I was like, oh, fuck. I would have been fucking... That would have scared the shit out of me.
Yeah. We're both pretty jumpy.
Yeah.
Because you scared me this morning when I was putting on the mascara. Like, I really jumped. And then... 4 minutes later, when I walked into the kitchen, I scared the shit out of you.
Yeah, that was... Oh, really? Yeah. But...
Dark moments of our lives.
Yeah, but...
get scared.
That's how I used to scare my sister. But yeah, like I said... but yeah, he didn't like Spanish music, you know, Mexican music.
Oh, really?
Like banda, you know, like dance music, you know, like for the, you know, Mexican family style music. He didn't like any of it. And I didn't like it either because of that. It's because he didn't like it, I didn't like it either. That's it. Yeah. That was pretty much it. Like, people will play it, or, you know, we'll go to parties, and everyone will play it. Even here, it's never gone away. I enjoy the music. It's not bad music. You know what I mean? But it's just not for me to listen to. I would love to last a dance to it, you know, but I don't, man.
They have the same bass line. It's kind of like...
It's like rapping.